Major Ed Dames, the mysterious Art Bell Psychic Unit whistleblower and a neighbor of Jim's, had once described him to me in an unexpected way. He'd said, "Don't be taken in by Jim's hippie demeanor. Jim isn't airy at all. He's like the local warlord. He runs that part of Hawaii. Jim is a very shrewd man." Then Colonel John Alexander responded to my email. Colonel Alexander remains the U.S. Army's leading pioneer of non-lethal technologies, a role he created for himself in part after reading and being inspired by Jim's manual. Colonel Alexander, your assertion he was innocent. If so, how did he get captured in Afghanistan? Don't think there were many British tourists who happened to be traveling there when our forces arrived. Or maybe he was a cultural anthropologist studying the progressive social order of the Taliban as part of his doctoral dissertation and was just mistakenly detained from his education. Perhaps if you believe this man's story, you'd also be interested in buying a bridge from me. As for the music, I have no idea what that might be about. Guess hard rockers might take that as cruel and unusual punishment and want to report it to Amnesty International as proof of torture. Jokes about the use of music in interrogation didn't seem that funny anymore. Not to me, and I doubt they did to him either. Colonel Alexander has spent a lifetime in the world of plausible deniability, and I think he's got to the stage where he just trots these things out. Colonel Alexander has just returned from 4 months in Afghanistan, advising the Army on something he wouldn't talk about. I emailed him back. Is there anything you can tell me about the use of subliminal sounds and frequencies in the military's arsenal? If anyone alive today is equipped to answer that question, surely you are. His response arrived instantly. He said my assertion that the U.S. Army would ever entertain the possibility of using subliminal sounds or frequencies just doesn't make sense. Which was strange. I dug out an interview I'd conducted with the colonel the previous summer. I hadn't been that interested in acoustic weapons at that point. I was trying to find out about sticky foam and goat staring. But the conversation had, I now remembered, briefly touched on them.